Hey, 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 good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of my mamas, daddies, uncles, and aunties. Hey, cousin. Hey, cousin, this is Miss Bobette. That's MS period, B-O-B-E-T-T-E. I hope everybody's doing well today. My heart is affected and my spirit is too because of this topic, you guys. It really is. I am no physician or a pediatrician. I'm going to put that on the table right now. I am, first off, a woman. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. And I am a pre-K teacher, just to name a few of my hats that I wear. I'm from Michigan, and I've been teacher for 20-plus years. I do have an education. I have a bachelor's degree in early childhood development. But like I said, I am not a physician or a pediatrician. But my spirit is just touched by this topic. And what I want to get into, what my topic is tonight, is melatonin. That's M-E-L-A-T-O-N-I-N, melatonin. Something that these families are giving to these children. I can't even talk. It's been going on for a while now, and it's bothered me. What prompted this podcast is because I spoke with a friend of mine tonight, and she said, "Miss Babette, I have to give it to my babies. They will not sleep." She said, "I know about hot baths, and I know about this, and I know about that, but the doctor recommended it." Well, of course the doctor recommended it. And I sure wish I could say the doctor's name on here because he is a quack. But I don't want to get my podcast censored or whatever. But anyways, back to the point. Yes, these doctors are recommending that these families give these children melatonin pills. You heard me. Pills. Give your children pills to go to sleep at night. Listen up. If your baby hasn't been diagnosed with insomnia, ADHD, autism, what else? The delayed sleep phase syndrome disorder, a neurodevelopment, or psychiatric conditions, please do not give your children melatonin. It might seem like it's safe, but baby, yes, there's a lack of evidence on all of this. And it's a reason why there's lack of evidence. These companies are trying to make money. It's all about the dollar. We already knew that. We're not dumb. We are all smart. We know. We know what happens. They are out here trying to get money. They're trying to get paid off of our children. Has anybody thought about the long-term effects of what may happen to our children taking these pills at night? Even if your baby don't take them 7 days a week. Lord Jesus. Yeah. Anyways, we have to think about this, you guys. I need you to think about what you're doing to our children. Please do. I'm begging you. Please think about what you're putting into your children's bodies. They already get garbage from the food that we feed them, from the air that they breathe, the toys that they play with, the jewelry that they have around their necks that they put in their mouths, from the metal. I mean, there's so much toxicity that's going into their bodies. We don't need not one more child being diagnosed with autism or ADHD. Not one more. And then you worried about the immunizations. Come on now. All right, so has anybody checked the ingredient list on these melatonin pills? I did. What I seen was silicon. Let me take that back. S-I-L-I-C-O-N. That's a metal. Lots of fructose sugars. Lots of sugars. and xylitol, which is another sugar. It's an alcohol sugar. Let's go back to that silicon. The silicon is just like, it's a metal. They say that it's like, it's a member of the group 14 on the periodic table. So which means like carbon is above it. And then there's germanium, and then there's tin, and lead are below it. So the lead is like right below it. So it is a metal. Silicon is a metal. We really need to be thinking about this. And then there's another one, xylitol. And it reads, xylitol is generally well tolerated, but some people experience digestive side effects when they consume too much. The sugar alcohols can pull water into your intestine and get fermented by gut bacteria. And this is for adults. This can lead to gas, bloating, and diarrhea. So just imagine how it's affecting our children. And no, it's not going to happen right away. It's not going to happen till later on down the road. But just to think about melatonin anyways, that's a hormone supplement. We're giving our children extra hormones. Just because the doctor said so, the doctor said it's okay. Don't forget those doctors are practicing physicians. That means that they are practicing. They go by the process of elimination. They usually don't know what's wrong with you. They have to send you for all these tests. So just keep in mind, these are children here. I did find some side effects, if y'all are interested. Keep listening, because there are side effects. And guess what? Bedwetting is one. These babies are sleeping so hard that they're peeing on themselves in their sleep. And I'm praying they don't get a whooping in the morning when they wake up. Because when they wake up, they're also having dizziness, mood changes. They're having grogginess. Those are all side effects of this melatonin. They're getting headaches. And you know, a four-year-old don't know what a headache is. They just know their head hurts. They don't know anything past that. They're getting nightmares. They're sleeping so hard from this melatonin, they're peeing on themselves. They're having mood swings and mood changes. And y'all are probably saying that they just acting bad. But no, it's caused from the melatonin. I did a little research. And it says that they're also, they've been doing studies in animals showing melatonin can affect puberty-related hormones. Yeah, I said it. There's no long-term clinical trials. I already told you that. And of course there are not, because they want to make the money off of this drug first. But they have done studies with animals with the melatonin. And again, it's affecting them. It can affect puberty-related hormones. We don't want our babies to have issues with their hormones. Girls are already coming on their periods early. I mean, it's they're developing sooner. Times have really changed. Let's talk about some things that you could do to maybe help your child sleep at night. How about that? Or like the young lady said tonight, Miss Bobbitt already knows about them hot baths, so maybe we'll skip that until the end. What I did write down was, you know, maybe your baby can't sleep because they cough in their sleep due to asthma. Or maybe they snore due to the sleep apnea. And that's keeping them awake. You know, when you snore in your sleep, sometimes it'll wake you up. So you're not sleeping real good. Or if you're coughing, you can't sleep real good. Coughing off throughout the night. Maybe they're smoking in your household. Maybe you just need a humidifier. or an air purifier and your child will sleep better. I don't know, but I'm thinking that we should try these other these other avenues before we give our children pills to sleep at night. If they can't breathe, they can't sleep. If you can't breathe, you can't sleep. All right, I'm just going to go into the things that maybe you could do to help your baby sleep at night, because this is a sad topic for me. It really is. All right, one, just like my homegirl said tonight, baths, a warm, hot bath. Warm, hot bath. You could put some lavender in there. That's natural. Lavender oil. I wouldn't use Johnson & Johnson. But yeah, lavender oil. How about give your baby a nightlight to put in his or her room? Or even a bedtime routine. Routine, period. If you listen to any of my other podcasts, you will know I'm really big on routines. Schedules. It takes kids like 30 minutes to 45 minutes to go to sleep anyways. So, you know, have a little ritual. Tuck them in. Read them a story after their bath. Give them some more milk. Make sure they got clean jammies on. Make sure they got clean sheets on their bed. Maybe you could play some soft music, like lullabies. I don't hear anybody talking about lullabies nowadays. I don't hear anybody talking about rocking their children to sleep anymore. I rock both of my babies to sleep. My baby is 28, and I got talked about it too. But guess what? It works. And what's wrong with giving your child extra love? I do not understand this. There's no such thing as spoiling a baby because you want to rock your child to sleep. It's crazy. But yeah, back to what I said about reading a book. How about reading your child a book? Let your child read you a book. With clean jammies, clean sheets, clean pillowcase. Not no hard ponytail holders and hard tight braids. I know I'm tender-headed. So I could never sleep when I just first got my hair done. And we always want to do our baby's hair at night and then tie it up with a headscarf. Can't nobody sleep with that, especially not a child. Children are not used to that, and they shouldn't have to be. How about discontinuing that screen time? How about that? I haven't did the research on that yet, but I know at least an hour before bedtime, you should cut the screens off. That's TV included. Should no child be sleeping with no TV on all night? Just listening to the TV all night causes problems with your sleep. How about this? No caffeine. No pop. Grannies, I done seen y'all get these grandbabies coffee. And I know it works the opposite, but let's slow down on the drinks late at night or even at night before bedtime. Some kids be worried about whether or not they're going to pee the bed because they're going to get in trouble. This whole topic is just sad for me, y'all. Can we just stop and think? Save the children. They are our future. Remember, love is kind and love is patient. Thanks for listening.